Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After, RDU 98.5, and it is time for what is going to end up becoming my favourite segment on the show. I'm sorry to Scorpio Books in advance. We have Ariana from Raya Maldimaya on the other end of the line. Are you there?
Morena.
Okay, so we are here to discuss so many things, but the first thing that we wanted to cover for this segment is basically the reason why we are here, our kaupapa, and then we can cover a few, greetings and farewells. Long story short for anyone that is newly listening in, but we're here to discuss everything te reo, everything Māori, everything, you know, all that good culture, because we realise on our show that we almost have a mandate to talk about things beyond our cis-het white sort of view. And here we are as a result. Yes, Ariana. So why do you do what you do? And as a result, how does that translate to our show? Like, what is the purpose of all of this?
Yeah, cool. I didn't grow up learning te reo Māori or knowing much about te ao Māori, the Māori world. And was really fortunate to study Māori language when I was 17, and it's become a real passion for my life. So Reo Māori Mai is my business, and I go around and support organisations and schools and all sorts of, and whānau and individuals with integrating te reo Māori into their daily life as a way to support the revitalisation and ongoing survival of te reo Māori. Mm. So that's kind of a little bit of my background and what I do. And the way that I do it is generally by start asking a question of what would you like to know, how can I help, and then walking beside people as we figure out what the pathway looks like. So it was awesome to hear a bit from you guys last week around kind of how I can support in the RDU space and want this to be a collaborative thing. So if there's particular kaupapa or questions that your listeners have, then encourage them to send those through so that we can speak to the things that are relevant to people.
Yes, totally. Number quickly is 0217389 85. First things first, because this is, I suppose, our first official segment, the first thing would be to talk greetings and farewells. I feel it's the easiest way to introduce more te reo into your daily language, I suppose, your daily vocab. And there's really no excuse not to use such language. And I think as well that it is awful the fact that people's use of Māori is completely just diluted. It's concentrated into only using it at the end of an email, for example. How awful is that? You know what I mean?
Or the start of an email. They're like, I'm gonna be cultural today. I'm gonna write kia ora.
Yeah, nah, mihi. Like, come on. You know what I mean? It can go a little bit further than that.
Although I also acknowledge the growth that is demonstrated in the use of te reo Māori at the beginning and the end of an email. So there was a time not that long ago in the 80s where an employee of Telecom nearly lost her job for answering the phone with kia ora.
Wow.
And so to be in, so it actually does demonstrate quite a move in terms of the relevance and I guess the acceptance of te reo Māori as a daily part of our lives.
And I suppose it honestly sets us back for us to even joke about how we use it in an email context. Like, we should not be as trivial and as, you know, minute of a use of te reo that might seem. It actually does, everything does add up. That's one of the things as well, perhaps, is that maybe it's harder for us to think about and like how an email actually does benefit. Like, using this language, even in the smallest of context, still is important. And
there are still people who might reply to that email with, why are you using te reo? So there's still, you know, with some of the different organisations that I work with, people still get pushback on using te reo Māori in a professional or personal context. So it's a great way for people to start using more te reo, is to start and end their emails, because it's, you don't have to focus on pronunciation. You get to check and double check and triple check that you've got the spelling right and that you've got the context right. So it is a good first step. And I also hear what you two are saying, that, you know, that's kind of where we want to set the bare minimum and then grow from there.
Definitely. Well, speaking of growing from there, I suppose, what are some other greetings or farewells that people could use, whether it be in an email or in a spoken setting? I feel like everyone's kind of familiar with kia ora at this point, which is nice. But I guess what other things is there that we can
How
use?
How can we go further?
Yeah.
Just briefly on kia ora before we add something else. Mm-hmm. So kia ora is great because it can mean hello, thank you, and goodbye.
Yeah.
That's mainly in oral language. So if someone gives me a cup of tea, I can say kia ora. And as I'm leaving somewhere, I can wave out and say, kia ora, have a great day.
Mm.
And it's obvious that it means goodbye in that sense.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you're already comfortable with kia ora, one way you can kind of amplify your language is to use what you already know, but in different contexts.
Mm.
So I would encourage that over the next week, and we can check in on it next Monday and see how you go with using kia ora a bit more.
Sounds good.
Another greeting, the one that I used this morning, morena.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Morena. Yep, phonetic translation of morning. And so the tone that you use will indicate whether or not it's good morning or not, yeah? So
yeah.
We could have morena, and we could also have morena.
Morena. Mm. Mm. That's a little how I felt this morning.
Okay. Yeah, it was a good weekend. And so we've got kia ora, we've got morena. You might have heard tēnā koe, tēnā kōrua, and tēnā koutou before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So tēnā koe, a greeting to one, tēnā kōrua, a greeting to two, tēnā koutou, a greeting to three or more. And again, if you're already confident or familiar with that language, those three can mean thank you to one, goodbye to one, so on and so forth, yeah? So,
I didn't know that, actually. I knew what they meant, obviously. I didn't realise they could translate to thank you as well.
How good.
Yeah.
Wow.
It literally is an acknowledgement of a person. So that acknowledgement could be in greeting, in thanks, or in farewell.
Wow.
So that could be an option. And then maybe just one farewell for this week. Hei a pōpō. Hei a pōpō. So the spelling, don't worry too much about the spelling. Just think, what does a horse eat? A horse eats hay. Hey. It's got a pōpō. And a pōpō means tomorrow. So that means until tomorrow.
Hei a pōpō.
Hei a pōpō.
What?
So at the end of your show every day, except for Friday, obviously. But at the end of your show, you can say, hei a pōpō. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. You can sign off an email. You can put it in a text. And it can also be, you know, when will I see you? When will I speak to you? Mm. When will that work be done? So if you want to push that deadline out a little bit, hey, up all four. I'll get it to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much for coming onto our space, Ariana. As per every single Monday, I will say kia ora. And we will be continually asking for further questions at 0217389 85, and then we can pass them on and include them in the next Monday show. Indeed. Kia ora again.
Tēnā kōrua.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kia ora.